And welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by a couple of special guests, Jack and Chris from Analog Mountains. They've got a brand new EP out called Nice that just dropped in the last few weeks. And they've got an EP release show along with Cameron Stenger, who dropped his own EP Return recently. That's going to be not this Saturday, but next, December 9th at Belltree in Carrboro, starting at 8 p.m. You can find them on Instagram at Analog Mountains Music. Guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
Let's start by hearing a song. What do you want to play first?
I think we'll start at the beginning with the title track, Nice, which opens the EP.
I love this song. This is really good.
Oh, thank you.
This is Analog Mountains with the title track, Nice, on 97.9 The Hill. Nice, the title track off the new EP by Analog Mountains. We've got Jack and Chris from Analog Mountains here in the studio. We'll chat with them and hear more music when we come back on Live and Local after this. You are listening to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio tonight, joined by two special guests, Jack and Chris from Analog Mountains. They have just put out their brand new EP. It's called Nice, and it is. And they're doing a joint EP release show on Saturday, the 9th of December. That's a week from Saturday, along with Cameron Stenger, who's got his own new EP just out that's going to be at the Belltree in downtown Carrboro at 8 p.m. Guys, thank you so much for being with us again tonight.
Yeah, thanks again.
So great to be here.
Tell us about the EP, how it all came together.
It wasn't necessarily very intentional that it came together as this collection of songs. I think that the process is often I bring a kind of half-baked idea to Chris, and then we workshop it in our shed.
Fully bake it.
Yeah, fully bake it. And we got to the point where we were like, oh, let's pull together an EP. Let's do something a little bit longer. We've usually just put out a single or an AB here or there. And then it was going back through the songs that we'd worked on and trying to figure out is there a through theme or something like that that connects all of these? Mm. And Nice, kind of the theme for that, I think, is I don't know, what would you say? You had something that you said really good about it.
Oh, yeah. I would say I was asked to describe it in as few words as possible. Mm. And I said it's fragile, it's overwhelmed, It's beautiful, and it's like resolved to exist.
Yeah.
And that's the feeling that we wanted to try to capture.
There's been a lot of music that's come out. I mean, like, I'm focused on local music, and there's been a lot of music that's come out just in this area in the last year that's kind of along those lines, like that vibe of the subject matter, the content is really heavy. Like, it's about depression. It's about climate change. It's about conflict and violence. The music itself is... sometimes it's light and indie poppy, but like in general, it's just like it's optimistic. The music is, but the subject matter is the content, the lyrics are heavy.
Yeah. So there was a show that I played. Chris's whole family was sick. It was supposed to be both of us. And I ended up playing a solo show, and my father-in-law came to it. And he was like, I really love what you're doing, but like, I challenge you to write a happy song. Because oftentimes that's just not what happens when I sit down to write. And so I was like, okay, challenge accepted. And then what ended up happening was a lot of these songs were like, the music is like very upbeat. I was like, all right, I want to like make music that people want to move to, that people want to dance to. But when I'm writing lyrics, I kind of get into a bit of a like fugue or flow state, and I'm not really thinking about the words that come out. It just comes out as like a melody and then a phrase, and then I try to figure out what is this song about. And oftentimes it's like something that I'm anxious or stressed about under the surface that rises to the top. And yeah, I think a lot of us are dealing with that right now. I know from like listening to your interview with Magic Al and with like Sam from Night Blooms, I was like, oh man, it's going to be another one of these interviews where we talk about trying to like, you know, joy as a form of resistance. And
but I have fun during these interviews, so knock yourself out. It's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that that was like a big part of it. Life is so hard. There are so many things externally and internally that challenge us. And like one of the most sort of like radical and punk things that you can do is like try to still celebrate what's worth celebrating, right?
Yeah, and to make something beautiful.
Yeah.
You know.
What are audiences' reactions when you play this? Like, is that what you get from them as well?
Yeah.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
I think we get a lot of comparisons, and some of them you're like, oh, I see that. And other ones you're just like, I don't know why you think that.
But cool.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, our music has kind of been all over the place. I think Chris and I are not very contented to, like, sit in one genre. So EP is completely different than anything else that we've released. We've kind of gone from, like, dark, like, Pink Floyd-type songs to, like, chamber pop to, like, just sort of, like, folk ditties and things like that. So, like, doing this thing that was, like, very sort of, like, synth-poppy... people are like, oh, that's different. And then the next thing that we're going to do is also going to be completely different because we don't want to repeat ourselves.
Yeah. And you also like fell down like a synth rabbit hole that I was there for the ride for.
Yeah.
For the whole Rudy story.
Yeah. Like many people in the pandemic, I was like stuck at home in the early time and was like, I need to do something to occupy my time. And so I learned drum machines and sequencing and synthesis and stuff like that. And that ended up playing a big part in how these songs were written.
How did the two of you come together in the first place?
Yeah. We've known each other for
a while, like
almost 10 years now.
Yeah. Because both of you have been in many projects before this.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, so I met Chris when I was playing in a band called Rogue Band of Youth that was kind of like a folk rock band. Mm. And he was playing in a band called Mantle that was like a... At that time, y'all were a duo.
We were a duo, yeah. Just doomy, sludgy.
Doomy, sludgy.
Doomy, sludgy, you know, hobbit rock.
Yeah, and somehow...
I'm doomy, he's sludgy, yeah. We fight crime.
Yeah. We ended up playing a show together. Chris worked with my brother-in-law and his partner, and so we ended up, like, booking a show, even though the styles of music were wildly different.
Yeah.
And then our lives kind of like moved in parallel for a while. We both like had kids, or had our first kid around the same time. And then with that, often there's a drop off in music.
Yes.
And we both kind of at this. I started Analog Mountains as a solo project in like 2019. Chris and his partner Abby came to one of our shows, and we were talking afterwards, and he was like, "Hey, if you ever want somebody to like." play bass with you. I'd be down. And I was like, I would love that because making music in a solo vacuum is not fun for me.
Right.
I mean, I have to shout out my wife. I think she probably nudged me in that direction. It was just like, you two lonely dads should like probably hang out and be friends. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been
the Saturday Night Live sketch Dad Park where the wives take their husbands to the park and they just kind of hang out.
Yeah, it's kind of like
that. It's like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's been great. So, like, I always, when people ask about Analog Mountains, I'm like, really, like, it's equal parts, if not more, just like dad therapy because, you know, we get together and we get to talk about this experience of, like, being a parent in this modern world with all of the challenges that it comes with. And it's been amazing to like find such a good friendship and support, especially like so hard to find a good friend in your 30s.
Right.
So like that we've been able to connect in this way when like you're kind of often
very fortunate.
Yeah. When you feel like you're past the point of making new friends, but we've, you know, got this great partnership that's both based on mutual love of music, but also just like trying to be good, better people.
Awesome.
So.
Speaking with Jack and Chris from Analog Mountains. Analog Mountains Music on Instagram if you want to find them there. The new EP is out. It's called Nice. EP release show next Saturday at Beltry. Let's hear another song. What do we want to play next?
Let's go to the next one on the record, Memories of Snow. They kind of like bleed into each other in a nice way, I think.
Off the new EP, here's Memories of Snow on 97.9 The Hill. Of snow there. That's Analog Mountains. Jack and Chris from Analog Mountains are here in the studio. We'll chat more with them. We'll talk about that show at the Beltry next weekend, and we'll hear another song when we come back on Live and Local after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Aaron Keck here in the studio along with Analog Mountains. Jack and Chris comprise this band. They've just released a new EP called Nice. They've got an EP release show coming up next week, Saturday, at the Bell Tree in downtown Carrboro, along with Cameron Stenger, who's got his own EP just out called Return. Both of them fantastic. Both of them out and available now and worth checking out. And check them both out live in person at the Bell Tree. Guys, again, thank you so much for being with us. I've had a great time so far.
Yeah, this is great.
Thank you.
Actually, before we talk about the Bell Tree show, Jack, I can't help notice you're wearing a Towers shirt.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I have to ask, who are some of your favorite, like, other local artists that you like?
Well, I love Derek. Derek's one of my oldest friends.
Yeah.
My partner told me I'm not allowed to wear this shirt out in public anymore because
it's falling apart.
But I'm on radio, so nobody
can
see.
You're also wearing like a jacket over the top of it, so I can't see that it's falling apart. Everything's fine.
I'm still
he looks presentable.
Yeah. I love Tower / Sengoku. I love a lot of these bands are like not as active as they once were.
Right.
I really love Body Games. Dax is a really good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. We used to live together. I really love Night Blooms. Sam is an amazing songwriter, and I've always loved the stuff that he's done. Chesser Rich's new record, who I've also we went to high school together. I've known her a long time. It's so cool to see how far she's come and just like the amazing music that she's making.
That album is great.
It's so good. It might be my favorite local record of the year. Mm. What about you?
I like Slow Teeth a lot.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I like Matthew Paul Butler a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like Severed Fingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get a chance to go out that much anymore, or I don't take the chance to go
out. The last time we went out to see a show, it was Crazy Chester, like the last Waltz tribute. But I think the time before that, it was Slow Teeth. They were playing up in Hillsboro, and I took my husband, who had no idea who they were, and we left, and he's like, they were really good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're an experience.
They're going to release more than one single someday, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Justin said that they're going into hibernation after their show in 2 weeks in Raleigh to like actually knock out some recordings, and I'm very, very excited.
It's going to be good when it's out. Yeah,
they're so good.
So tell us about the Bell Tree show.
Yeah, so that we were trying to put together a show, trying to find a venue for it. And actually, speaking of Justin Slow Teeth, he sort of helped. I had reached out to him to see if he wanted to play kind of like a low-key show as Ravery, his other one of his bajillion projects. And
this is why it's taken them a while to record, because
exactly.
He's doing like 18 things simultaneously. Yeah.
And then he was like, well, Cameron, who I sometimes play drums with, is also like doing a release show or trying to book a release show at that same time. And maybe you guys should work together and just do a joint release show, which was such a great idea. Cameron's also put his record out on Potluck as we put this out via Potluck. I love all the Potluck people, John and Maria and Reed. And it was like, well, that just makes a lot of sense. And we played, actually, I think the first show at the Bell Tree that they had.
I believe so.
Yeah, with Slow Teeth. And it's a really cool room. It's small. It's about 50-person capacity, but tall ceilings, just like nice, intimate sort of thing. And I think it's going to be really great. Cameron's record is so good. It's like just lush and gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
I got a chance to
listen.
He sounds
like Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah. I got a chance to listen to it weekend before last, and yeah, it's like he put out two singles before he released the EP, and then I listened to it and was like, no, this song right here that he didn't release as a single, like that's the one right there.
It's just like an achingly beautiful record.
It's good from start to finish.
And I'm so excited to play with him. He's playing with kind of like a stripped down trio, and then we perform as a duo. So we really thought, I don't want to like give anything away, but like our music is very different from his. This release is very different, but we have a bunch of other stuff that is hues a little closer to it. So we try to make our set so that it is a nice
transition from one to the next.
Yeah.
Nice. What is next for you?
Probably more recording.
Yeah.
I would say we got another batch of ideas.
We've got two songs that are like pretty much done and mixed, and we're kicking around the idea of recording a third to make it like a little small EP release that maybe if we can get it together, we'll release actually on vinyl with like one side being Nice and the other side being the other three songs.
Okay.
Partially because my sister-in-law did the cover art for Nice and we were just like so blown away by it. I was like, yeah. It was originally just going to be digital only, and now I'm like, I want a physical copy of that art.
A chest piece.
Yeah, tattoo. Just like it's so awesome. They did such an amazing job with the art for that. Yeah, and we've got, I don't know, 50-ish songs written in our repertoire that we can like work through, but it's we also got families jobs.
Yeah. Things happen,
So we do the best that we can to try to like get it all down in a way we feel happy with.
People want to find you online. Where can they go?
Yeah, so online presence should probably be more. I mean, we got our Bandcamp account. We've got a little artist page on the Potluck Foundation website. We don't have our own website. You can find us on Spotify and pretty much all streaming services. There's a YouTube channel that's got a couple music videos and things on it from past stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So look up Analog Mountains. It'll all come right up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the new EP is Nice. It's just out. Cameron Stenger's new EP is called A Return. It's just out. Both of them are fantastic. You can stream them online. They're both going to be appearing Saturday, December 9th, 8 p.m. at the Bell Tree. $12 tickets will get you in. And again, it's going to be a fantastic show. Let's hear one more song. We're going to wrap up with.
Yeah, let's close with the closer, Therapy.
Sounds good.
This is Therapy on 97.9 The Hill. My own way. The song is Therapy. The band is Analog Mountains. They're playing an EP release show Saturday, December 9th at the Beltry along with Cameron Stenger. That new EP is called Nice. It's out now and worth checking out from start to finish. Jack and Chris from Analog Mountains here in the studio. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you so much,
Aaron. It's been a joy.